of your building needs.
Welcome into your Tilton Enterprises postgame report on KGFW. I'm Austin Jacobson. We are joined by head coach of the Kearney Bearcats, J.D. Carson. 15-11, you end the season. It's an improved mark from last season, of course. I know this one stings, but I just can't stop thinking about the positives. Obviously, this game didn't go the way that we had cooked up. We had thought in our minds when you have a three-hour trip down here. You started the game off strong. The game plan was working. Bellevue East, they're excellent shooters, and they showcased it tonight.
Yeah, you know, they're so tough at getting to the rim, a couple of their players, that you have to try to take that away, and you have to hope that you can get a hand up and they'll miss shots. And, you know, credit to them. There's a reason they've won as many games as they have, because they can play a couple different ways, and today they hit shots. We didn't necessarily shoot the ball very well, especially early from the foul line. And when you get down against a team like that, it gets tough because then they can just keep doing everything they want to do. But I can't say enough how incredibly proud we are of this group, not just me, my entire staff. You know, if you had a chance to watch this team, they work their tails off. And they're that way at practice. They're that way in the classroom. They're that way in everything that they do. And that makes our job really fun. And I just couldn't be more appreciative of getting that opportunity to work with them.
There's a point in your season you had dropped three consecutive contests. You lost in the girls' basketball showcase to Elkhorn North. Then you traveled to Lincoln East and fell. Get back home. You lose to Bellevue West. Season was on a teeter-totter at that point, but your team turned it around and got a couple of big wins. You still dropped a couple here and there. I know you wish you could have back, but looking at a four-game winning streak near the end of the regular season and the way that your team fought through a lot of adversity near the end of that year too, this team could easily be 10-15, and now they end at 15-11, and again, that just credits the hard work that the coaches and players have put into this season.
Yeah, I mean, they're awesome. They're warriors. They never give in. I mean, you know, even here tonight, you know, we had a couple runs where we kept starting to cut it, and then they'd answer with some shots. But our kids never gave in, and that's, you know, what I tell them all the time is the way they play, I'll go to war with them any day because they work hard and they do things the right way. Unfortunately, sometimes in hoops it just doesn't always go your way, and that's kind of what happened tonight.
Unique perspective for you in your first year. You've been with the Kearney High girls program for many years. You've seen many different iterations of the Bearcats, but these three seniors you've seen grow from the middle school days and working with them with camps and then seeing them as freshmen, Tatum Rusher being a key part of four seasons for her career, Hayden Skeen coming on late, Maddie Province being a key cog of this team. Talk about your seniors for just a moment.
They're awesome kids, you know, and they're awesome kids first before basketball players. They're just so much fun to be around. They're bubbly. They love the game. They love to have fun when they play. And I couldn't have been luckier to have three seniors like that for my first year as a head coach, which was part of why I felt okay taking the job and wanted it because, like you said, I've been around these kids. And that's what's so fun. I mean, a lot of these kids you know from middle school on or even some of them elementary when they're at camp. Okay. And, you know, to see their growth throughout their years and to see where they're going and knowing where those three are going academically and athletically, you know, they're probably all going to play a sport at the collegiate level, at least for a little bit. We'll see what they decide to do. But they're awesome people and they're smart and they're going to do great things. And anytime you can surround yourself with people that are great, good things are going to happen. And so we had a lot of good moments this year. I've got great memories for a first year as head coach.
This team encapsulated what it means to be a Kearney Bearcat as well. They're no regular Class A team. They don't get to pick up the transfers and do the open enrollment. They don't get to do those sort of things. We work with what we have, and this team was built on hard work and dedication from the start to the finish. And now you get to restart all over again in the coming months. Of course, a lot of these players will head to the track and field. They'll take over soccer. And we'll worry about that moment coming up. But, Coach, I want to say first and foremost, congratulations for you in your first year. 15-11 is no mark to not sneeze at, of course. This is a very impressive first year, 15-11, and of course, a lot of room to continue to build, and maybe you end up being like Bellevue East, and just 2 years ago, they were in this position, dropped a district final on the road, and the next 2 years after that, they were in the state tournament.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be great, and, you know, thanks for the congratulations and that. I've loved working with you, and, you know, I gotta say, you know, it's not all me. I have such a great staff. You know, I got Chris Pocock as a varsity assistant, could be a varsity head coach, has been a varsity head coach. Got Dave Zimmer, could be a varsity head coach, has been a varsity head coach. I've got Addie Wood, who someday is going to be a varsity head coach. And then I've got two freshman coaches that could easily be varsity coaches too. I'm just so lucky that we were able to put that in place and you know, the support that they've given me was phenomenal and had a lot of help in what we were trying to do. And then, like we said, we had great kids who can execute a plan. And so it's been a lot of fun. We'll continue to try and build. We love to do it what we kind of call the Kearney way. We're going to build it from the ground up. We're going to work with our little kids in the summer and in the fall, and we're going to get them in the gym, and we're going to keep hooping, and we're going to grind. We're going to play hard. There's one way we're going to see Kearney High Bearcats play basketball, and that will be hard and fast, and we're going to get after it. And these seniors have done an excellent job in maintaining that and kind of setting the standard for what we want that to look like.
Coach, I'm sad this is our last one for this season, but of course when we get back into December, we'll have a couple more of these post-game reports, and they'll feel a little bit better than this one. But I appreciate you showing up after each post-game, win or lose, and, well, I mean, sometimes sending Pocopic up here, but, you know, you have to make me suffer every once in a while. But we appreciate your time, as
He's
always.
Smarter than I am.
Thank you for your efforts, of course. So for the last time, that was head coach J.D. Carson joining us today in the Tilton Enterprises post-game report. We'll end our show there. We do have Kearney boys basketball coming at tomorrow night at Kearney High School. That pregame will begin at 6:45 and tip-off set for 7 as the Bearcat boys look to continue their season hosting Lincoln Pius at home. If you can't make it out to the game, make sure you're tuned in right here on KGFW. For a full game recap, broadcast replay, check out our Facebook and Twitter pages, as well as online at KGFW.com. For myself, Austin Jacobson, Ashley Laurie, back in our downtown Kearney studios, Kearney girls fall and end their season to Bellevue East, 63-44, as the Bearcats drop to 15-11, wrapping up their 2023 season. For KGFW Sports, this is Austin Jacobson. We'll see you again tomorrow night